In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus often used parables to convey profound spiritual truths in simple, relatable stories. One such parable is found in Matthew 21:28-32, where Jesus tells the story of the two sons. Though short, this parable holds a powerful message about obedience, repentance, and God's boundless grace. The parable of the two sons, Matthew 21:28-32. What do you think? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first and said, "Son, go and work today in the vineyard." "I will not," he answered, but later he changed his mind and went. Then the father went to the other son and said the same thing. He answered, "I will, sir," but he did not go. Which of the two did what his father wanted? The first, they answered. In this parable, a father asks his two sons to work in the vineyard. The first son initially refuses but later changes his mind and obeys. The second son, on the other hand, agrees to go but does not follow through. Jesus then poses a question to the listeners: which of the two did what his father wanted? The answer is clear: the first son, despite his initial refusal, ultimately obeyed his father's command. Actions speak louder than words. The parable highlights the significance of our actions in our relationship with God. It's not enough to merely say the right words or make empty promises. God values sincere obedience over empty declarations. As Jesus says in Luke 6:46, "Why do you call me, Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?" The gift of repentance. The first son's change of heart is a beautiful illustration of repentance. He initially made a wrong choice but later reconsidered and chose obedience. In the same way, God offers us the gift of repentance, allowing us to turn away from our sins and choose his path of righteousness. In Acts 3:19, we read, "Repent, then, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord." God's grace extends to those who sincerely repent and turn back to him. God's unfailing forgiveness. The parable also reminds us of God's boundless forgiveness. The first son, despite his initial disobedience, finds favor in his father's eyes when he eventually obeys. Our Heavenly Father, too, extends forgiveness to those who turn to him in repentance. In Psalm 103:12, we are assured, "As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us." God's forgiveness is complete and removes our sins from his sight when we truly repent. The importance of fruitful obedience. Although the first son initially refused to work in the vineyard, his ultimate obedience bore fruit. He went and worked as his father had instructed. This teaches us about the importance of fruitful obedience in our Christian walk. In John 15:8, Jesus says, "This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." Our obedience should lead to actions that bring glory to God and demonstrate our identity as followers of Christ. Humility and the kingdom of God. The parable also highlights the role of humility in entering the kingdom of God. The first son, who humbled himself by changing his mind and obeying, exemplifies the humility required to follow Christ. In Matthew 18:4, Jesus says, "Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." To enter God's kingdom, we must approach him with a humble heart, willing to obey and follow his lead. Conclusion: a call to sincere obedience. The parable of the two sons serves as a timeless reminder of the power of sincere obedience, repentance, and God's unending grace. It challenges us to examine our own lives and consider whether our actions align with our words, whether we have the humility to admit when we're wrong, and whether we're embracing God's gift of forgiveness. In our journey of faith, let us be like the first son, willing to change our minds, humble ourselves before our Heavenly Father, and ultimately choose obedience. Through this, we can bear the fruits of righteousness and bring glory to God's name. Remember, it's not enough to say, "I will," but rather, It's the actions that follow that truly matter in the eyes of our loving Father. May this parable encourage you to walk in obedient faith, knowing that God's forgiveness and grace are always available to those who turn to Him with sincerity and a contrite heart.